With us, we've got Jack Sullivan from Havering College. So, hello, Jack.
Hello.
So, Jack, you tell everybody about Havering College, whereabouts you are, and the courses you provide.
So, we are a provider of further and higher education to full and part-time learners from the age of 14 and above. We offer a range of vocational qualifications, degrees, apprenticeships, free online courses. So, we really offer a broad range that caters for a lot of different academic needs and a lot of different people. We've got three campuses. Okay. The main one is based in Hornchurch, Ardley Green Road, towards Emerson Park. Then we have the Quarles campus in Harold Hill, and the Raynham Construction Centre is obviously in Raynham. Okay. Where all of our construction courses take place.
And that's for your building, plumbing?
Exactly that. Building, painting and decorating, carpentry, brickwork, you name it, we do it.
And is that pretty popular with the trades, obviously with house building and everything else coming up?
It is, most definitely, yeah. And what with the construction industry is currently facing quite a skill shortage. Mm-hmm. So we are doing our best to sort of upskill our current students and get them work ready.
Absolutely.
They're very popular courses.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense to me.
Definitely.
So do you have any future events coming up in the near future at Havering College?
We do, yeah. We have a range of open events over the next academic year, the next one being this Saturday, the 13th, at our Ardley Green campus. We're also looking forward to welcoming Lord Baker to the college on the 31st of October.
Oh, okay.
The purpose of his visit is to just discuss his Baker Clause, which he introduced at the beginning of the year. Long story short, it affects colleges and schools in the way they sort of work together, so to speak.
So tell us a bit more about the Baker Report.
So the Baker Clause was introduced... it was introduced, the long short of it is schools have to let training and further education providers into their premises to promote their offerings to their students in years 8 and above.
Okay.
To essentially expose them to non-academic pathways, so to speak. And as I said, that was introduced in January of this year. And if schools don't comply with it, they can face direct intervention from the Department of Education.
So well, that certainly sounds worthwhile, for sure.
Definitely, and as I said, we're looking forward to welcoming Lord Baker in to discuss that.
Because we've all got skills, but we don't always know what those skills are. So
no, exactly.
For those listening that still maybe a bit unsure about what they'd like to study, what would you suggest to them?
I would suggest, first and foremost, to keep their options open. I think particularly a lot of school leavers, I know that I certainly wasn't at the age of 16, aren't fully aware of the options around them. I went to a school that had a sixth form, and so naturally I just stayed on.
Yeah.
But looking back, I should have looked around at other qualifications, such as vocational qualifications that we offer, maybe even an apprenticeship. So I would advise students to thoroughly research the post-school options available to them, and of course come down to one of our open events, because we, as I previously said, we cover a lot of academic areas and cater for a lot of academic needs. So if they come along, they can speak to the areas that interest them, they can see our facilities, and overall they can just get a feel for the college and see if they see themselves fitting in.
Yeah, well, this is it. I mean, I'm the same as you. I certainly didn't know what I wanted to do. I don't think many people
who do. Does?
I mean,
yeah.
My daughter changed about three or four times before she finally finished on legal secretary. So I'm reading here on your website: art and design, photography, auto, electrical, technology, business, logistics, ICT, construction and engineering.
Yeah,
there's a lot of courses there.
There really is, yeah. And we've got very modern, state-of-the-art facilities that, of course, are open to all students to use. So I do encourage people to come and have a look at them and see what they could be working with and towards.
And I understand you've got a music and performing arts. Is it a centre or courses that you do?
Yep, so we offer a range of media and, as you said, music courses, from graphic design through to fashion, costume design, radio courses, music, performing arts, so a lot of theatre-based courses as well.
Yeah, because I've noticed a lot of schools are, whether they're pulling it out, I'm not too sure, but some of them don't seem to be taking music as seriously as they maybe have done in the past. So maybe their only option, if you're a musician or an artist or a creative artist, college would be that route for you, wouldn't it?
Certainly, yeah, I'd definitely agree with that. I think music is such a specific and skilled subject that you can't really carry it as forward to, say, sixth form. It is a very niche area, and I definitely agree with you there.
No, definitely. So does Havering College provide adult learning as well?
We do, yeah. We, as I said earlier, we are a further and higher education college, so we provide degrees, which are, I think a lot of adults sometimes when they think of university, or even 18-year-olds when they think university, don't initially think to look closer to home. Yeah. But we do have a whole host of degrees that are suitable for anyone from the age of 18 looking to go to university through to someone in their 50s looking to study part-time. We also offer a range of 10 to a week.
Are you saying I look old?
Not at all. Don't look a day over 21.
Yeah.
We also offer a range of free 10 to 12 week online courses for anyone over the age of 19. They're industry recognised, they're recognised by employers, and they really just sort of, they're an additional boost to the CV if someone's looking to either gain an extra qualification and proceed in their field or look to get into a different field. So, as I said, they're free.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really important point, I think, as well, is because employers are definitely looking at work experience a lot more as well as the academic and the skill sets next to it as well. So I understand you have an open day coming up. I know you've touched on it, but just remind your listeners of the open day coming up.
So the next open day is this Saturday, so that's Saturday the 13th of October, taking place at our Ardley Green campus. All courses will be represented there, but some are based, as I said, at Arquiles campus and obviously the construction ones at Raynham. However, all will be represented. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m, so if people want to come along, they can attend any time between those 6 hours. I do encourage people to sign up online. Our website is havering-college.ac.uk. However, they can just pop along on the day and we'll just take their details there and then. That's 10 a.m. till 4 p.m.
Yeah, I've noticed on your website as well, there is a link to the open event as well, other courses, foundation learning, teaching, social work, sports and public services, hospitality, catering, hair and beauty. It's quite a long list. So
yeah, we do a lot.
So I presume that everybody's starting a course around about now, because being October. So when's your next intake?
So the next official intake, I guess, for want of a better word, would be September next year. However, it isn't actually too late to enrol now. We probably still are accepting some applications.
Well, that's what I was asking, because there may be those school leavers that still are unsure what they want to do. They may have already left. They may have their qualifications that came through in August, and then suddenly they're still undecided. Maybe they've not enrolled on a course yet.
Yep.
Maybe they are thinking, and coming down to your open day would be a sensible thing, wouldn't it?
Definitely. And our admissions team will actually be on hand as well to assist them should they want to apply with the application process. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Well, thanks very much, Jack. And that's Jack Sullivan from Havering College. And if you do want to pop down to that event, that's Saturday the 13th of October at the Ardley Green campus for Havering College.